I had this funny conversation with the father recently. I said to him, what is it that you want to be through me? And immediately the answer came back, myself. Well, he would, wouldn't he? Years ago, he kept saying to me, you be you and I'll be me and that'll be enough. Sometimes I think I've got the comprehension and attention span of a gnat. I just forget. It's the human condition. The enemy still snatches away the seed and leaves the ground barren. Have you experienced that? How he snatches the word that God spoke to you away and you're left scratching your head? What he's saying to me, he's saying to you too, though, whatever your situation or circumstance, be at peace. I will be myself through you and everything will be all right. Paul said it, Galatians 2:20. I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. No longer two lives to be lived, but one, his, through you. It's the normal Christian life, his life flowing unhindered through you. Effortless, effective, amazing. But it's the letting go bit, isn't it? We find it so hard to let go and just let him be himself through us. Nevertheless, it sounds good to me and I'm up for letting him be everything in me and through me. Because you know the old saying, he can't do through you what he hasn't been able to do in you. Just imagine what your family, your workplace, your neighbourhood would look like if you really let everything go to God and let him be himself through you. Those who have turned the world upside down have come here too, Acts 17:6. That'll be it. The normal Christian life, turning the world upside down.